Chris, the AHL report. Chris?
Hi, Joel.
Hi.
How do you feel the guys responded tonight following last night's result?
Well, Chris, it was six game in night in 9 nights for us. Guys give a hell of an effort. Last night was emotional. We reset really well, spoke with the player, and we had a plan this morning. It was a playoff atmosphere for us, an approach. If we were to lose the first game in the playoff on the road, what would we do? Now we would, be in the driving seat. So it was a bit of a partnership with the player, and I thought they came out of the gate with so much energy for, what happened, not just last night, but over the last few days. So it was very impressive, and it was fun to coach the guys tonight.
And can you talk about Caden Primo's contribution to the victory tonight?
Yeah, he was solid. We didn't give many shots, but you have to realize we're not going to be perfect. There's going to be breakdown. And there was a big breakdown in the second period where we kind of got deep, and they did a great transition and got a breakaway. He was square. I thought he did a great job to keep all the puck around them and get some whistle for us when we needed it. He was solid. And I mean, I'm not going to hide it. I said it before. I'll say it again. I really like Caden. I believe in him, and I wouldn't trade him for any goalie in the AHL.
Joel, we'll go with Grant McCagg for one last question. Grant, real quick.
Yeah. Thanks, Charles. You've had a few 2-goal leads that that you lost late in the game there recently, and I was just wondering if you told the guys not to score a second one tonight.
Well, you know what? We feel that we've won a lot of those games because look at our record. So it's not like we've give a goal and we still won by a goal. They didn't come back and beat us every game. So it happened a couple of times. To be honest, there was like last night, he went through the legs of Harvey Pinard and the legs of Jordan Weal. Like, have you seen that often? Through the legs of two players that are trying to block the shot and it deflected on the other one. So at one point you have to look, if the guy were selfish, the guy had bad attitude, the guy were trying to go for empty net without a purpose, or we would self-destruct in a way that, it wasn't the case. There's some teaching. So for us, it was just a bump on the road. We're really happy the way we acted tonight and we bounced back on the one game. I think it was probably the best setup for us to get that win with a one goal to get a shutout. Like I said, a playoff atmosphere. So it doesn't really faze me if we're here to teach guys. And sometimes they have one more guy and a puck could have eyes and it's not like they're picking us apart and they have open net, tap net. And it's like we're all over the ice and we have no structure and we don't know what we're doing. It was just a matter of, if they beat you bar down because they have a good shot, they beat you. Like last night, it was just a trigger of a couple of things. So for me, I'm way more impressed by the way we react today. And to be honest, if we were to win yesterday 3-1 and we lose today, we would have gained nothing. We would have learned nothing. I think the guy had a valuable lesson today. We had adversity yesterday. It was emotional. We spoke with the guy in the bus. We reset. We came with a game plan with a playoff atmosphere today. We asked the guys some trigger points that were really important in the game. They focused on that and we got the win. This is really, really what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. I actually commented last night that maybe it was a good thing that this 2-goal lead that you lost, that you actually lost the game, and did you say face some adversity, the other two times I believe you won in overtime. But just curious about when it what's your preference as do you prefer the guys go for the empty net or or not and try not to ice the puck? Or I know they talk about new age coaches, they're more inclined for get that goal and then it's over with for sure. I just wondering if you had a preference either way.
Yeah, there's trigger points. Okay, so without getting too technical, there's area and there's situation where I'm very comfortable with the guys trying to score, and there's obviously area where I feel the guy needs to get the play to progress. You know what I mean? We don't want to just end up being on icing and having other team have good face-off guys, so you just don't want to give them that opportunity. So there's different area or different criteria, I should say, where guys have green lights. And back in the day, you're right, we never had green lights. Now we give them green lights because we feel that it's a stronger play than every, than anything else. And if we score, then, you know, like you said, pretty much game over. So you have to discuss with the player and say, this is acceptable, this is not. But you're right that it, the mindset has changed a lot over the last 10 years on that. And I think credit to evaluating, you know, what our options are to the player.